أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat, the opening verses of Surah Hamim As-Sajdah. It is also known as Hamim Fussilat. An interesting incident took place regarding our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and one of the arch enemies of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Utbah bin Rabi'ah. It is mentioned that Utbah was in the haram. Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also in the haram. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was alone. Utbah was amongst the people of the Quraysh, and he himself was amongst the leaders of the Quraysh. They had come to realize at that particular point in time that no matter how harsh they were against Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims, and whatever the methods of persecution were, Islam continued to spread. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had by then already accepted Islam. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu had also accepted Islam. And they could see that many, a leader of Makkah, many a strong person of Makkah had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was about time that they changed their tactics to stem the tide of Islam. And now Utbah said to his people that let me go and make some proposals to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let's see if he would buy into these proposals. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was all alone. There was consensus amongst the people around Utbah, and hence he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he began to put his proposals forth. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this deen, this way of life, this religion that you are inviting towards, if it is that you require financial assistance, help, and you want to become wealthy, then you don't have to go through all this. But we will give you that much of wealth that will please you and make you amongst the wealthy of Arabia. If it is leadership that you are looking for, then the people of Makkah have absolutely no problem and they will accept your leadership. If you want to become a king, then we will all accept you as the king, because you must understand that you are from amongst the noble of Makkah. Your family is a huge family, an affluent family, so all this is no problem. But at the same time, we also said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you feel that there is any jinn, any shaitan that is troubling you, then we are prepared to bear the cost of whatever it will take to cheat you. And in this way, he began to speak to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But whatever it is, leave our idols, leave our gods, and do not speak ill against it. A lengthy talk with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to an end, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Utbah, have you completed? Have you said what you had to say? When he replied yes, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me now say what I have to say. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said nothing, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to read these opening verses, these opening ayat of Surah Hamim Sajda. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various aspects. But as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to speak, at one stage Utbah took his hand and placed it by the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop the recitation, but Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed the tilawat, not the complete surah, but half of the surah, Utbah was an affected and changed person. And now, when he left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his people saw that there was a different facial expression that he had in comparison to when he went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he addressed his people and he said to his people that whatever I have heard that is being recited, it is not poetry. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a poet. It is not sorcery. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not been bewitched or affected by any form of sorcery. But these words are different. And then he gave them some advice. And in the advice he said that if you don't accept these words, then the people from outside Makkah, the other Arab tribes, will accept these words. And then thereafter, either one of two things will happen. People will oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if they defeat him, then obviously your work is done. In other words, you don't have to worry too much. Others will do your task. But on the contrary, if they accept him, then he will become the leader of Arabia, and obviously then in his leadership, you will also be the one that will gain. So such was the effect of the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in these words, in the whole Quran as a matter of fact, but more particularly here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, that this is the revelation from Ar-Rahman, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahim, most merciful, كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتٌ, it is a kitab, it is a book, whose verses has been distinguished, has been clarified. It is in the most eloquent way. The word fussilat means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distinguished right from wrong. Wherever there were rules, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about it very clearly. Wherever there were incidents of the people of the past, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed with accuracy. Quran and Arabiya, a Quran that has been revealed in the Arabic language, لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for a people who know, a people who have understanding of this language, that the very first recipients of the Quran were the people of Makkah. They were eloquent in Arabic, they understood the verses of this Quran Kareem. And then another quality of the Quran, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, filled with glad tidings and also warnings, at the same time so balanced, and such equilibrium in the Quran had, that on the one side we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the glad tidings, on the other side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us. But despite the fact that they were a nation who knew, they understood this Quran, but what had happened was فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, most of them turned away and they did not listen. In other words, far-fetched was understanding the message of the Quran. In the first instance, they were not prepared to listen to the words of the Quran Kareem. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.